Welcome to Visible by Numbers. This is your host, Allison, and I want to thank you for joining us here this evening on BBS Radio, the number one worldwide internet talk radio station on the planet. Great job, Don. Now, if you're born July 30th, according to our guest host, Ellen Dodge, and her fabulous book, You Are Your Birthday, Money, Awards, Applause, All Material Treasures, Including a Happy Home, Can Be Yours. Children and pets love you, and you have all the charms of the Pied Piper. Reading this, you also have sex appeal, a flirtatious manner, and tons of personal charm. You can write, entertain, and have quite a bit of artistic talents. So if today is your birthday, both Ellen and I wish you a very happy birthday. Ellen, I just love this book, and I love having you here on Visible by Numbers. How are you this evening?
Well, thank you once again. I'm so glad that the July 30th birthday sounded so good. It was written a long time ago. I loved hearing it, but
Are you there, Ellen? Hello. Well, I don't know if we lost Ellen. What's going on? Hi, this is Allison again. I guess we got so excited about Ellen's book that we got knocked right off the air. And I was just saying, hey, Ellen, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. It's the worst, most miserable rainstorm from hell you've ever seen. That may be why we got knocked off the air.
Well, try to hang in with us tonight. We'll duct tape you to the show so we don't lose you again.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. But before we get to the actual show, you know, I don't ever want to take for granted how incredibly blessed we are to have you join us on Visible by Numbers from time to time, because, you know, it's just an amazing thing to have you here. I mean, I don't know if everyone out there knows, but you're one of America's leading numerologists. You've written no less than 6 books on the subject of numerology. I mean, you've workshop lecturer, radio and TV talk shows. I mean, and you've got a client list that's the who's who of, you know, finance and politics and culture. So, you know, Ellen, you are the goddess of numerology, and we are, you know, I don't ever want to take for granted you joining me here on Visible by Numbers. I'm just so happy to have you.
Thank you very much, Allison. Well, 35 years of doing the same thing. Yes, you get, finally do learn it, you know. And I love it. I love it. So
okay.
I'm glad. I'm so happy that you have me on the show. I do enjoy it. I love your listeners. Love when they get in touch with me. It's been a wonderful experience. I hope it continues.
Oh, well, it will. Now, to get to tonight's show, we're talking about timing is everything. And what we're talking about is that each month in your life holds a vibration. And technically, that vibration could set you up for success or failure. So knowing the energy of your personal month number can give you insight into what to expect along the lines of experiences, what you will attract, as well as guidance of how to make the best possible use out of the energy for the month. We're talking about personal month numbers this evening. And we're not only going to help our listeners understand the energy of their own personal month number, but I'm also going to, I'm going to impose on you a little bit, Ellen, and I'm wanting you to talk a little bit about the universal numbers coming up for, let's say, August, September, October, what's going to go on universally for the universal month number. We're going to talk about that as well. But before we get to that, I want to just let everybody know I tried very hard to make it as easy as possible for you to figure out your personal month number so that you can follow along with the show. If you go to the front page of BBS and you look for Visible by Numbers on Monday nights, you'll see a little show info tab. Just click on that tab. And if you do, you'll see that I wrote out what I like to call the no-brainer version. And it basically all you have to do is add the month, the day in the month that you were born, and reduce it to a single digit. This is your personal year number for the year 2007. And if you look down right there on that list, it says if you're in a 1 year, July is an 8 month for you, August is a 9th, and of course it goes on, September would be a 1, and so forth, but it's right there for you. If you're in a 2 year, July is a 9 month. If you're in a 3 year, July is a 1 month. So all you got to do is take the month that you were born, the day you were born, add those two numbers together, reduce them, and look at the list. And there's also, for those of you that are numerologists, those of you that want to do the actual calculation methods according to numerology, if you look below that no-brainer part, there is the proper way to do the calculations. But I just wanted to make it easy for everyone to follow along. Just consult show info page on the front of BBS. I'm not sure. Did we get a caller?
A caller.
Hello? Do we have a caller?
Yep.
Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Joan Thomas. Can you hear me?
Well, speak up, dear, but I can hear you.
Okay, how is this? Any better?
Much better.
Okay. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Allison.
Oh, hi, Allison. I have a question.
Sure.
What can I best do at this time in my life to be of service to humanity?
That's quite a question.
That's just a small question there, Joan, huh?
No pressure. Well,
right.
Really what...
We need her birthday.
Please give us your birthday.
January 19th. That works down to a 1.
January 19th.
Right.
What year, dear?
1943.
43. Gotcha. Okay. So 1-19-1943.
Yes.
All right. Well, you understand that what we can do is, from looking at your date of birth, at least gain some insight to try to answer your question. Ideally, we would probably prefer to be able to do your full chart. And I'm going to toss it to Ellen, the expert, and let her give her her expert...
When you say my full chart, do you want more information from me?
Well, dear, we don't normally take a person's full name on the radio show because we don't have to ask you the name on your birth certificate.
No, it's not the name on my birth certificate. Oh, you want the name on my birth certificate?
Excuse me, dear?
You want the name on my birth certificate?
No.
Okay.
No, that's okay. We'll work with your date of birth.
Okay.
We'll work with your date of birth, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Ellen, are you there?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm here, and I'm... Excuse me, Joan. You're in a 9-year cycle that's bringing out the humanitarian in you and the desire to feel that you can bring your compassion and your unique, independent ideas. You're a very independent person, but you're very analytic.
I am.
Yes, extremely. You're a perfectionist, and quite frankly... I think that you would have to get a specialty involved with some humanitarian work before you got involved with it. That's something you always must do. Excuse me.
Could you explain that to me in a different way?
I'm excited about you, Joan. I coughed. I think it's important for you, Joan, to realize that you can't just go into anything lightly.
I'm a minister.
Okay, then that I knew there had to be a specialty related
okay.
in some way spiritually, okay? That's why I was asking you to go deeper before you went into some charitable work. Quite frankly, any charitable work you got into, you would end up a leader. And I really think that there's almost anywhere you can go because you're so strongly a number one. Your destiny is a number one. You're born in the 19th. That reduces to a one. You're born in January. That's a one. I mean, just think 111.
Yep.
Which shows that you have to be the first one in your family or the first one, you know, in your scope to do something. You're a pioneer. You have a pioneering destiny. I think my advice to you would be to go into something that deals with counseling, that deals with the information and the knowledge and the background you already have so that you can speak with authority in any area of charitable work that you wanted to go into. It would have to be some sort of specialty. You cannot just go and feed the homeless, Joan.
Oh, I can't.
It has to be better. It has to be where you would devise some sort of special meals that would make them healthier, or you would have to devise some sort of special way to reach them. You're your own unique method. You are a very creative person. Even if you started out just feeding the homeless, you would end up in some area of specialty and leadership.
I do a lot of counseling.
We see, yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
And
absolutely.
I'm a natural teacher, I'm told.
Yes. That's a seven. Well, yeah, absolutely, a natural teacher. You're really in this pinnacle right now that is really pushing you, inspiring you, and also allowing the experience of you doing humanitarian work. And also, you know, quite interesting, July is a 9 month for you, so that intensifies, you know, that energy as well. And that's why, you know, perhaps you're calling about that very question right now, because the nine is the number.
Well, she's actually in a number 9 months, isn't she?
Yeah, exactly. July is a 9 month.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you really want to start something new in August. We both, Allison and I both realize that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of kicking at you, Joan, that you feel, you know, that you want to start something new. But you're in a number 2 year, and it's really a year for you to get your emotions and your details together before you start a new project.
Right.
I really think you need to emotionally get this together more.
Mm-hmm.
Get
right.
down deeper inside of yourself to find out what's going to set, you know, make you feel better emotionally and intellectually and spiritually about the work you go to. I would suggest that you give it some thought and give us a call in a while, and we'll see what progress you've made and what we can add to it.
Okay.
Okay,
I've been doing a lot of healing with myself lately, so this really ties in with the...
We have a bad connection, Joan.
I've been doing a lot of healing with myself lately in my relationships, and this really ties into what you're telling me.
Allison?
I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of warbling on my end, and if she could repeat what she just said. I'd heard about healing. Hello?
Yeah, we're having a very bad connection here, Allison. I really think we need to do this phone conversation on this subject at another time, because there's no way I can hear what's going on.
Right.
Joan's phone is garbled.
Exactly.
Okay, thank
I'm getting
you.
The same thing here. Joan, what I suggest is go to the website, either Ellen Dodge's website or mine, and you can get our email addresses. And certainly if you wanted to get a full reading where we could take a look at your name and bring that energy into the reading, I'm sure that either one of us could give you some very definite insight as to what it is that you're getting ready to do here, okay? But I thank you for calling the show, and I apologize, but we do have some definite warbling going on here, so we can't really hear you that well, okay? Joan?
Well, I think we've lost her. I'm so sorry, but I'm sure she'll contact one or both of us on the email, and that I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's move on, Ellen. And what I want you to do, if you don't mind, because really I defer to your expertise here, and also I'm rather fascinated to hear what it is that you have to say. And I want to just look at the universal energy that's upcoming in August. So if you just kind of take August, take a look at that month, tell us what you're feeling, what you're getting, what insight you have for the universal energy, and explain to our listeners who does the universal energy apply to? And look at August, maybe September, October. How's that sound?
Sure, Allison. I think what I'd like to get across to our listeners is that the universal month number applies and interacts with your personal month number. Of course, the universal month is going to have an influence in some way on, you know, the directions that you take and the things that are happening with the people and experiences around you. Now, the month of August, every year, it's the eighth month of the year, and August is always a money and power focus month universally. 2007 just happens to make August a number 8 month as well. Sometimes August will have an overriding influence of the yearly vibration with it too, but it just so happens 2007 adds up to be a 9, and when we add 9 to 8, we get 17, and 1 plus 7 is an 8 again. Consequently, we look to August specifically this year as when the things that have been sort of peeking out underneath the surface in July, which is a 7 month and keeps things hidden, in the 8 month, which is August this year, the information comes out. I expect we'll have a lot of scandals. I expect we'll have a lot of things revealed that have to do with the money and power in our administration and universally in corporations as well, and different things that are going on in the power interaction around the world. But that is the focus. Now, if you, let's say, as a listener, figure out that you are in a number 2 year, then August, for you personally, would be a number 1 month. And when you're in a number 1 month and it co-joins with the universal month in number 8, it means that you will be starting new things that relate to your number 2 year, which is projects that relate to cooperation with other people, solving problems, interaction with partners, etc. But you'll also have an overriding calendar vibration of the number 8 for August, meaning that money will be involved. You're going to be concerned somewhere in back of your mind about your money and power situation in your economic scale, your lifetime. If we get to the month of September, that's a number 9 month. September every year is the intensification of all that's gone on all year. It's very hectic for all of us. It's not just that everybody went back to school that it gets hectic. It's because everything that's gone on in the preceding 9 months crops up again, but it crops up all in 1 month. So we see the past repeating itself in a 9. The number 9 is always reflect upon the past, decide what you want to keep in your life, what you want to let go of, and draw conclusions. So we will have a lot of things coming up universally in this number 9 month that happened before, that relate to things that have happened before. And then when we get into October, which is a number 1 month, it starts the new vibration for 2008 or the incoming year seeping in. And of course, October becomes a number 1. If September was a 9, we live in cycles of 9 years of experience or 9 experiences. Consequently, the following month, October, will be a 1. 1 is always concepts and the beginning of things, the start of things. So what's going to happen is people will be getting new ideas, new approaches, new solutions, and a lot of independence will come out and show themselves. Now, we've got an election going on. I think we're going to see some people popping up that are new in October. I think we're going to find some of the people that are vying for attention now are going to come up with some new approaches. And I think that we're going to start solving some problems conceptually. We're not going to be able to solve them tangibly because a number 1 is always the number of concepts, not a material thing that you can see, touch, or feel. So here we are. We have August being the 8, which is a focus on taking action, solving problems, money, power things coming up. September, the intensification of all that's gone on this number 9 year universally, which means the past comes back, we draw conclusions, we end things, and then in October, we start anew, we get fresh concepts, we begin to try and make solutions or a new road. How does that sound to you, Allison?
That sounds brilliant, actually, absolutely brilliant. And I very much concur about what you said about September and how it intensifies the energy, because literally your personal year number is intensified in the month of September, no matter what year you're in. And I find so many clients and so many people calling me, and they seem to need an explanation for what's going on in their life. It's like everything just went crazy, and there's a lot of more emotional or pulls on their energy in the month of September. And also the thing that the October, what you said, I think it was on one of our past shows, about October being almost
the forecast month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the forecast month, about looking at what happens to you in October, maybe journaling it, writing it down, making notations, because it's a little bit of a open door to gain insight into what's upcoming for you in the following year. And that's something really important that people really should do, even if it's a notebook, and just write down every day, I met this person, I found $10 on the street, I got a lot of praise at work, or whatever it might be. Just keep a journal of it, because that's a little bit of a precursor of your upcoming year. Would that be correct, Ellen?
Yeah, October, it's 3 months before the year, you know, really starts in January. And
right.
Nothing, you know, starts at the crack of midnight. Even a day changes for us. You know, we have personal days, too, with different vibrations. And at 10 o'clock at night, 9, 10 o'clock at night, the new vibration starts seeping in for the incoming day. Well, the same thing happens, you know, when the incoming year starts coming in. So we get to meet some of the new people and experiences that we're going to encounter in 2008. You're going to meet them in October of 2007. Journaling, as Allison says, will be so helpful to you. You have no idea. And you don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be a genius. All you have to do is make a note, you know, of the things that strike you that are new, that are changing each day.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I just want to take a moment here really quick, okay, because we're going to be going down through the personal months, like what to expect in a 1 month and so forth. And certainly, you know, we have to be general about the general energy of a 1 month, because we don't really know what everybody, what personal year they're in, and that certainly has its influence as well as the universal year. But we're just going to kind of be going down through that here in a minute to let everybody know. You know, you can check on that show info page. You can see what personal month you're in. We can give an explanation of what's going on during this month, what kind of energy is coming in for you, how to make the best possible use out of it. But for those of you who are listening, I just want to remind you, you're listening to BBS Radio, and I've got Ellen Dodge here. Ellen Dodge is just a fabulous numerologist. She's authored 6 books on the subject, and we're very fortunate to have her join us this evening to give us her insights. And we do have the lines open if you want to call. If you have a question about your personal month, a question about numerology in general, let me give the toll-free numbers. For the USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, you can call 1-888-815-9756. And you can call direct from California at 530-876-3222. Okay, got the numbers out of the way. Alan, let's start with, let's say someone's in a 1 month. What opportunities, what experience, what can they expect if they find out that July is a 1 month, or perhaps August is an upcoming 1 month for them? What are they looking for?
Well, a number one is always beginning, the conceptual beginnings. You
sure.
get ideas for things you want to do, and what you're supposed to do to make the most of any number one, be it a number one year, a number one month, a number one day, is to instigate changes, make new contacts, stay very, very active. It's a mental kind of a month. The number one is a mental number. And consequently, you get a lot of ideas. Now, it's an energized kind of a number. It gives you the feeling that you want to make progress, and that's what a number one is. So if, let's say, you were in a number one month, in a number one year, you would be very strongly feeling that you must make the changes you've been thinking about over the past 3 years. And you really, really get a push of vibe and energy to instigate. Okay, I heard the beep, Allison.
I heard a beep, too. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Allison?
I am fine. You have a question, or do you want us to talk?
Well, you know, I have a, from what I figure, I'm in a 1 year coming up in August, or September.
That's right. Well, if you were in a number 1 year, it would begin in September. Kim, you're wonderful. you did it right. Are you a numerologist?
I'm a beginner. I'm learning.
Well, you've got a good beginning. What can we do to answer your question?
Well, I wanted to give you my birth date and make sure that I had that right. It's 3/7/1958.
Well, you're definitely in a number 1 year.
I am.
Because 3 and 7 are 10.
Right.
And that's all you have to do this year, 2007, to get the answer to what your personal year number is add your month and day together. So you've got a 10 and a 1 plus 0 reduced to a single number becomes a 1. So you're definitely in a number 1 year. And the way we got the fact that you're in a number 1 month in September is that September is the 9th month of the year. So we add your number 1 for your personal year, which we just got from adding your month and day of birth together, and we just add the number 9 to it. Well, 1 and 9 are 10, right, Kim?
Right.
And then 1 and 0 are 1. So you're absolutely right. You're in a number 1 month in September if you're in a number 1 personal year.
Okay.
Now, you got to really get on your horse and ride, girl. You've got to make a lot of contacts, a lot of changes. Stay in motion.
Oh, I am. September is going to be very hectic, but it's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Well, you're going to end up all the things that you've been doing over the past 9 years. You're ending a cycle in August. Consequently, a lot of things are going to have doors closed. You're preparing to let go of baggage you've been carrying around so you can start anew, start afresh in September. You've got a couple of really exciting months coming up.
Good. I'm excited about that.
Well, thanks
for keep
calling.
On with your yes, and please keep on with your numerology. We're always here to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that
okay.
was wonderful. Yeah, Allison, obviously, you've gotten through to people. She knew how to figure out her months and her year.
Well, you know, I got a lot of students and people that I'm teaching out there, which, you know, I was going to kind of slip into you eventually about getting V. Ellen Dodge to teach the class on the challenge numbers, but I'll get back to you on that, Ellen. So I got a whole bunch of classes going.
You slipped that to me on the air, right?
On the air. I think you should say, yeah, I'd love to teach your students, Allison. I mean, who better than you on the challenge
numbers? More than happy, always happy to teach challenges. Now, we're going to talk about the number 2
now, right?
You're
going to talk about February, right? Yes. Tell them about a 2 month, Ellen.
Well, a number 2 is really the emotions catching up with the things you start in the number 1. So it's kind of a slower number. The number 2, whether it applies to a personal month or a personal year or a personal day, all it means is that you slow down, you are the new kid on the block when it comes to starting new things. So you think of yourself as the apprentice. You try not to be a know-it-all. You try to be cooperative. You try to listen and learn and be a good student. And the objective of a number 2 is always to do the details, to go slowly through things. So, of course, a number 2 month is always a slowed-down kind of month. You wonder, what have I done? Nothing's happening. I started new things last month, and, oh, my gosh, they're not, you know, nothing's happening. Well, the details have to come together of the mental decisions you make in a number 1 month. In a number 2 month, the details are coming together subtly underneath the surface to help them come to light the following month, so something material can happen. But your attitude in a number 2, in a number 2 month, 2 day, 2 year, is always to be a bit humble, a little bit modest, always understanding that you're the person starting in a new direction, so you can't have all the answers, and you try and give cooperation to everyone around you.
That's
Allison, does
advice,
that concur
too.
With you?
Oh, absolutely, Ellen. And I like the way you put that. That's the thing I love about numerology. Besides the fact that it's actually defining energy that is influencing your life, but it also gives you the best possible advice as to how to make the best possible use out of that energy and how to just go beautifully through that particular month using that wise sage advice that you just gave. So I love that. So tell them about March. Tell them about
Well, we get to a number three. March is a number, is the third month of the year, and December is also a number three because it's 1 + 2, and 1 + 2 = 3. So anybody who's added themselves to a number three personal month, well, you can expect to go shopping. You can expect to find yourself on the telephone a lot. The number three, yeah, because it's the time when your optimism shows up. You start something in a one, you get the details together in a two, and in the three, what you started in the one comes to light. And everybody can see that you're on a roll, you're on something new. And so you yourself become cheerier. You get a kick. You start feeling, you know, like your sense of humor has come back, and you want to go shopping. You want to look as fashionable and attractive as you can. So if anybody says, what do I do in a number 3 months, I say go shopping. You know, just get out the credit cards and pray you don't overdo it, because the caution of a number three, a month, a day, or a year, is that we scatter money. The number three makes us happy, so we think we can do anything. And so we tend to scatter our time, our energy, kind of like a butterfly going from one thing to another, enjoying every taste. So
right.
Think of the number three as the opportunity to let your message come to light. Very few things in a number 3 months have a material outcome. Be prepared to hear a lot of talk, to get a lot of promises, because in a number 3 months, a number 3 year, a number 3 day, you meet number 3 types of people. Now, these are the communicators for whom words and personality and charm and things that are on the surface or on the lighter side of life, their social contact side of life, is prevalent. And so their number 3 people are not the kind of people who want to break their fingernails. They're not the kind of people who wash floors or get down to the nitty-gritty of maintenance work. Number 3 people are the talkers. So in a number 3 months, don't be disappointed. Don't think nothing's happening. All you want to do is make social contact and spread the word about the new things you're interested in.
Perfect, perfect. You know, I have to just, I know we have a caller, and I'll get to you in just a second, caller, but I got to say one thing about 3 people and what you were saying. You always know when you're reading for a 3 person because they're so chitty-chatty, and they're always, you always have to stop them from telling you stuff before you get a chance to tell them. You know what I mean? They're very eager to share with you and validate with you the things in their chart. Sometimes they get a little bit too talkative, and you're like, hold on and let me tell you first, and then you can validate. I always enjoy doing readings for people with a lot of 3 energy because they're just delightful. And so anyhow, with that being said, I think we have a caller who's calling.
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm fine.
What can we do for you?
I'm a number one, according to, if I've followed your calculations correctly.
Okay.
February 8th.
What's your month, day of birth?
February 8th.
Okay.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You've done it.
You're right. You're in 1 year.
Could I have a reading on something, please? I've really been wanting to, for about a year now, to start classes in my home about forgiveness and introducing people to psychic phenomenon, which I'm very familiar. And
Mary, you said you were born February 8th. What is your year of birth?
1942.
Okay, and while Ellen is working on figuring that, let me just tell you that on the radio show, we using your date of birth only. We really don't get into your birth name, your name on your birth certificate. So what we can do here is share with you some of the information that we see, and from that, you know, certainly if you want to get like a full analysis and really get into the transits and your name and all that other stuff, you know, that would be something you might, you know, if you want a full reading, think about that. With that being said, Ellen, I'm going to let you go first if you've got anything.
Okay, Mary, sure. Mary, you want to start something new and you're in a number one, and that's exactly the time to do it. So taking this new direction of having classes in your home, just as long as I see you have some psychological challenges on taking on too much responsibility and making everybody your family. So if you're going to do classes in your home, be careful that you're discerning about the responsibilities and obligations that you connect with when you bring people into your home, because you're too serious about an emotional, you know, about people. You care about them a lot.
How can you tell that? This is so
I'm a numerologist, dear. I'm a fortune teller. I'm teasing, Mary. I'm teasing. I did it with your birth date. Pardon me? I looked at your challenges in your birth date.
Yeah, she's got a, you got a sixth challenge, Mary, and that does make you, you know, the cosmic mother energy. So Ellen's trying to
show me my the reason I do that, Mary, is my forte are the challenges. And I always look to the challenges to see where you can trip yourself up if you get a new brainstorm or a new idea or try and start a new direction. So we want to, you know, as numerologist Allison and I want to give you tools to work with, not just, you know, give you block kind of answers, but make it so that you can work with yourself, you know, and achieve what you want to achieve. And quite frankly, yes, this is the time for you to start something new. You have a number eight destiny, a number eight strongly in your persona, in your destiny, and in your future. So I really suggest that you be your own boss. You can, you know, be autonomous. You can be self-starting. You don't have to worry about, you know, working from your home. You're not going to lay in bed all day. You're going to get out and work.
I know that.
So go for it. Absolutely go for it.
Let me ask you this. I have a Cancer moon in the fifth house, and so
I'm sorry, we're not astrologers, dear.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much. This is wonderful.
You're welcome, Mary. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay.
Oh, gracious. Do they think we do astrology? We don't. We're the numbers, ladies.
And I'll tell you what. I have a great deal of respect for astrology, but numerology is incredible when it comes to insight and knowledge. So we respect
I think it's easier to learn.
It might be easier to learn, Ellen, but it's very, I'm sorry, I have to say this. People go on the internet, they look up their life path number, they think they're one number. People don't really even begin to comprehend or understand the amount of knowledge, the amount of insight, the amount of direction that can be found with a numerology chart when it's interpreted by a very good numerologist, such as yourself and hopefully myself. And it's amazing the amount of information that's there. And how it can really help you to make your life more purposeful and happier and learning what your energy is and learning to love yourself. I can go on and on and on and on.
Well, you know, my reason for never being an astrologist, I too have respect for it, is that I don't want to wear cheater eyeglasses all the time. I can't see that ephemeris. You have to look up so many numbers in books and things to get the answers, you know, and then you get them all kind of, Mars went into Venus and Pluto hit you. And I have difficulty with that. Numerology is very direct. Pythagoras, being a mathematician, made it a very direct, succinct, modern kind of a way to, you know, forecast the future and find out personality and character and, you know, give us a chance to help ourselves. So, I mean, I really feel that anybody, I've taught 8-year-old children, I've taught people in their 90s, everybody can learn numerology and can read it properly and not hurt anybody. Everybody can do some good with it.
There you go, Ellen. That's well said. I think we have another caller, though. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm fine. I think I'm in a number 5 month, if I did it right.
Okay.
I'm not touching this one. This is a friend of Allison. This Diana is yours because she's a friend of mine from Palm Beach.
Okay.
So you know her too well. Okay.
I know her voice. I can't read her.
Okay.
What is your month and day?
12/29. 5/29.
Okay. And so you are in a 5 month, of course, because you're in a 7 year, correct?
That I don't know.
Okay. Now, what did you want? Did you want me to just tell you about the month in general, or did you want a
Well, what I would expect in months 6, 7, and 8 in general.
Okay, well, you're in a 5 month right now, and so I would say for you, of course, it's a very spiritual year going on for you, and the one thing about a 7 year is that you really kind of got to step back, and you've kind of got to have faith, and you kind of got to wait and let things come.
I think she's in a 5 year, Allison. Allison, what is your birthday, Diana?
12/29/1944.
She's in a 5 year, Allison. I didn't want you to go. You didn't hear her birthday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still getting the warbling here. Okay.
We've got an echo.
Okay.
Do you have an echo? Okay. Because I'm getting warbling, so I'm not really hearing that well. All right, so if we have a 5 year, we're in a 3 month in July. So just like Ellen said earlier, go shopping, okay? But you especially have to be careful being in a 5 year because you don't want to be impulsive and you don't want to make, you know, not think about the future and maybe, you know, spend a little bit too much money or do a little bit too much along the lines, too much damage. This would be a good month for social engagements, being around friends. There's a lot of talk that's going to be going on. You might find that friends gather around you. You might even be helped out in a significant way by a friend in the month of July. And it would be a really good time, you know, whether to vacation even or do something fun. Anything creative, I would think, as well, or having to do with words or writing, because 5 and 3 is a wonderful combination for expressing with words. August is your 4 month coming up, so you're going to find that you're going to might as well enjoy the July, because when we're coming into August, this is the 4 months, so hard work is going to come in, and this is where you've got to kind of put your nose to the grindstone. You absolutely have to pay attention to details and work hard. It's effort versus reward month. This month is very important because whatever you do in August is going to pay off later on down the road in December. September is your 5 months. So 5 months, 5 year, there's your intensification. And you're going to find September, you're just going to be going literally, you may have so many things on your plate, so many opportunities. You may be offered several things at the same time. It'll be a month of expansion for you as far as getting opportunities coming your way. It's a good month if you're thinking about changing a job, changing a relationship, changing where you live. This may come in. You might even have experiences, you know, things you've already got in motion will happen that month for you. And you really got to make sure you don't burn the candle at both ends in a 5 months. And, you know, it can seem as though you're being pulled in many, many directions with many, many different things. It's even mentally, you might find that you're opening up to new ideas, want new philosophies. You're just wide open in a 5-5 when you've got that kind of combination. And certainly when we're looking at October, we're bringing in the 6 energy, and so that is a month that you're wanting to look at your relationships. You may have some strained relationships. You might be wanting to work on the ones that you're having difficulty with, or you might even find that you're being pulled into the family as far as having, let's say, family gatherings. Could be a wedding, could be a birth of a child, or something that pulls you in with the family. And there might be duty and responsibility. Perhaps if somebody calls upon you and needs you, and you have to take your energy and nurture and care for someone that you love. And that's generally the energy that comes in during the month of October. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Bye-bye, Diana. See you at cocktail time.
Okay.
Cocktail time.
Yes, Diana and I talk almost every day at cocktail time. For her in Palm Beach. Yeah, for her in Palm Beach, it's 5 o'clock, and for me, it's 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, I apologize for
anyway.
That. You know, I don't know if you're experiencing it, but when we get a caller online, it, like when you and I are talking, I can hear you fine, but when I get a caller online, I'm getting all this warbling.
I'm getting echoes.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We are having difficulty with the calls, but that's
okay,
not going to stop us from going on with the with
no, you need
talking
to be
about
the
month.
4 months. The 4 months.
Okay.
Month. Get going.
Okay, the number 4 months is when the thing you started in the number 1 month becomes a tangible. If you've made any mistakes in your planning, it comes to light. It's a money month. You can have money coming in. It won't come in big bunches. It'll come in from hard work. Number 4 is a maintenance number. Nothing new begins. So you think of number 4 day as the day when you pay your bills or you do the gardening or you iron, or you do the wash. You do things that maintain your lifestyle, or you make repairs on things that you own, but you never think of a number four as a day to be aggressive or a day to go out and start a new business deal. Number four day is a day to look at the business deal you're involved in and make sure it's sound and practical. Now, I'm going to go to the number five if it's okay with you, Allison.
Yeah, we're moving now. Yeah, move it along.
Okay.
Here.
The number five, be it a month, a day, or a year, is a number of the unexpected. The plans you made the preceding 4 days, if you're in a 5 year, or the preceding 4 years, plans are made to be altered or changed in a five. So expect the unexpected in a number five, be it a day, a month, or a year. It's a good time to gamble. A lot of you like the lottery or Las Vegas. It's a good time to gamble. It's a good time to make pivotal changes in business or in your lifestyle. It's an experimentation kind of a time. It's a time when new things come in to put new information into your memory bank. I heard the caller. Now, do you want to take the call, Allison, or shall we let it go because of the sound?
Whoever's online, who's online right now?
Hi, Allison and Ellen, it's Terry calling.
Hi, Terry. Hey, Terry, could you just hang with us?
Sure, go ahead.
And let Ellen go through the rest of the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, super.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ellen.
Stay with us so I can go quickly through them and then we're up to the number six. The number 6 months, the number 6 day, the number 6 year for everyone brings in relationships, responsibilities, and obligations to other people. You don't have the freedom that you have in a number five. And the focus is on emotions. It's a time when you are expected, it is your obligation, to finish everything you commit to. Therefore, you have to be very discerning about the commitments you make, because other people will be involved in your life. They'll be asking you to do things. They'll be depending on you. And so that you're able to take care of yourself and not, you know, suffer, what you really want to do is be discerning. Don't volunteer too easily. Be sure you think before you make a commitment, because everything you start in a number six, you must finish. In a number 6 months, you think in terms of, I'm not going to go on a vacation for pleasure. I'm not going to, you know, run away from home. The number six puts its focus on the roots of home, the family, the neighborhood, and your obligations to keep harmony in your surroundings. The number seven, be it a number 7 month, day, or year, that is a time of rest, peace, and spiritual contemplation. It is not a time to think of commercial or business aggressiveness. It's a time to read a book. It's a time to, excuse me, a time to sit down and perfect your thinking. It's a time, if you're in business, to investigate legal things, investigate accounting things, look beneath the surface to see if there are things you've missed in what you're involved with. And you don't accept anything at face value where a seven is concerned. So we really use it as a time for analysis, contemplation, spiritual work, and a time to do your homework and perfect whatever it is you're involved in. You take your action to correct anything that you uncover in the seven. You take your action in the eight. The eight is a problem-solving time, be it a month, a year, or a day. What you do is focus on money, power, the material aspects of your life. Health improves. It's a time when you think in terms of going for the gold. You always show your ambition and your courage in a number eight, and the types of people and experiences that come in an eight are the power people, the movers and the shakers, so you really can get help with your ambitions in an eight. A number nine is a number always of endings. In a number nine day, a number nine year, a number 9 months, the past always comes back so we can reflect upon things to be able to say we're going to conclude this or we're going to decide to keep it in our lives. The number nine day or month or year is never a time to start anything new. We always think of a nine in terms of conclusions, drawing conclusions or conclusions happening. So it's a time when you look back on the past and you develop your philosophy more deeply. You start thinking of your life in terms, in a year, a personal year nine, you're thinking of your life, the overview of your life. And in a personal day, number nine, let's say, don't expect to start a new project. Expect that you'll get telephone calls and people around who are going to want to end things or conclude things. So don't pick up the telephone and say, gee, I've got a great idea, let's start this, because you're not going to get any cooperation in a nine. In a nine, you think in terms of clearing off your desk, getting things done, getting things out of the way. You get away from home. You get away from the narrowness of your life. You try and go to theater. You try and go to an art gallery. You try and appreciate the beauties of nature and life. And a number nine really prepares us for the new things we begin in the one, which is the next cycle. Allison, what would you add?
I think you pretty much did a brilliant job, and I just think I'm going to defer, and we're going to go see what Terry wants. Terry.
Oh, that was excellent. I was busy taking notes. Thank you very much. I have a question. I'm in a 6 year, so August is a 5 month for me, but August is an 8 month, so it's expect the unexpected next month. Is that what I have to look forward to?
If it's a number 5 month, Terry, in a number 6 year, you've got to expect the six being family and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5 months telling you to expect the unexpected, there'll be surprises, plans will be altered or changed. These plans that are altered or changed relate to the family, the home, the things that have been the focus for the year. Do you see what I mean?
Right. So
that's what you can expect. Just don't make any firm plans for the month of August. Leave things open.
Okay.
So that you can make changes, so you don't feel like, you know, they're pulling the rug out from under you. Know that plans will be altered or changed. Leave, in other words, don't schedule days tightly. Don't schedule things, you know, to the minute. Leave things loose.
Okay. Yeah. And then the August being the 8th month in
there'll be money too.
Okay.
Money will also come in. But it'll relate to family or family business in some way.
Right, got it. Okay.
Maybe it'll rain.
See what I mean? Because your overview.
Family.
Maybe my family's going to give me money.
An unexpected inheritance. And everybody stays healthy. Yeah.
And then I'll throw a big party for my family in the 6 months.
Yes, there you go.
Pulling everything.
That works.
All right, thanks so much.
Just don't expect them to show up on time. That's the only thing.
That's fine.
Or the caterer won't come or something will happen. Okay.
There you go. It's a delight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so we pretty much got our way through the months, the personal months. And, you know, I guess what I would, you know, what I said at the top of the hour about the personal month energy, that it's really just as important as the personal year to be aware of every month, the changing of the energy and what opportunity it brings for you. Now, if I was to ask you, Alan Dodge, in just a couple of minutes, you know, give maybe a minute, what would you best advise about why a person should know their personal month?
Well, it gives you a direction. In other words, I always want to know for myself. Of course, I use numerology. And when I know my personal month is a number 2 personal month, I don't make plans to do anything new or aggressive. I know I'm going to lay low. I know I'm going to take it easy. I know it's a low energy month, so I don't make plans to go climb mountains, if you see what I mean. Knowing the month, you know, helps you plan your days in that month. And, of course, you always keep in mind the overview for the year, because that will always have something to do with it. Your personal year tells you the focus overall for the year. So
a person should really study what the meaning is of their personal year, and they should also understand the meaning of it within the personal month, and put those two and two together.
Come
up with a conclusion. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. You should know your personal year and put the personal month within it to show you what types of experiences will come in that realm.
There you go. Well, that's brilliant. Now, we only got a minute, and so first off, I just want to thank everybody that called into the show. We really do love you. We love our listeners, and we are very grateful and thankful that you call in, and we're always happy to help you. So thanks for calling in. Alan, is there anything new on your plate? I mean, how's From Ace to Zumo going? How's the sales?
Oh, From Ace to Zumo is barking up a storm. I mean,
it's barking up.
What can I tell you? Yes, thank your listeners so much for getting behind Ace to Zumo, and it's Zumoing. And
Zumoing?
Of course, Zumoing, and Numerology Has Your Number is still doing strong. No, I'm very fortunate. All my books are doing fine, and of course, I want to thank you so much for helping me. You are making my life just so much fun, Allison.
Well, we can't have you go quietly into retirement, Ellen. We need you. So, anyhow,
I still see clients, Allison.
Good girl. All right. Well, this is Allison Bachman, of course, Alan Dodge, and we both thank you for joining us here on Visible by Numbers this evening. And I'll be back again next Monday night. Alan, you have a great night, and thanks so much for being with us, okay?
Good night, Allison.
Good night, Alan, and good night, everyone.